There are more and more cybersecurity threats, but no more national cybersecurity czar. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Hackers, probably Russian, successfully broke into electric utilities last summer. Homeland Security officials revealed those intrusions for the first time last week. There were also reports last week of attempted cyber attacks on various members of Congress. And this week, the Senate is likely to have a showdown over funding for election security. Since 2009, there's been a White House cybersecurity coordinator to organize the U.S. response to cyber attacks. But the Trump administration eliminated that job back in May. Daniel Castro is vice president at the nonprofit Information Technology and Innovation Foundation. I asked him what this means for U.S. cybersecurity.
It's not just about, do you have the best technology? You know, there's a lot of hard questions in cybersecurity policy, like how are we addressing the challenges of having a really strong workforce? You know, getting people to actually, you know, take these courses and get these degrees in colleges. How do we, you know, work with our foreign allies on cybercrime issues? And that's what this role was responsible for doing, was coordinating all these different areas. And that's where it's a challenge. I mean, this administration did put in place kind of a plan for a plan with an executive order. But the last administration left a lot of steps for what the government could do next. And without somebody who is directly responsible for executing that list, it's unlikely that we're going to see significant progress.
So give us a sense of how serious the threat matrix looks right now.
The issue with cybersecurity has always been that you can have fairly limited resources and have a disproportionately outsized impact. And so the only way to manage that is to be incredibly effective on deterrence. So, you know, being able to take quick action when threats are detected, as well as having really strong defensive capabilities, which requires good information sharing between the government and the private sector, a really strong workforce, good research in this area, and good information sharing with allies. And so that requires a federal government that's, you know, heavily invested, not just monetarily in cybersecurity, but just in terms of its organizations, that we have really good people at all levels of government.
Is this an instance of pushing the burden of cybersecurity and protection onto businesses?
In some ways, it does that. The challenge with cybersecurity is that it's both an economic issue and a national security issue. To the degree that it's an economic issue, of course, the private sector has a strong incentive. The problem is that there are externalities with cybersecurity. So one company's weaknesses not only affects them, but it affects their partners. And that's where government has a really important role to play in, you know, making investments of its own. We can improve what the free market would decide is a reasonable amount of cybersecurity. In addition, there's a lot of countries are thinking about what they should be doing in this space and what kind of international norms and standards they want to create. This is an area where if the U.S. government doesn't have a seat at the table, our interests aren't going to be represented.
So now we have cyber by committee.
Exactly. That's never worked out well.
Daniel Castro is with the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation. As it happens, today there's a Department of Homeland Security Cybersecurity Summit in New York. DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says the goal is to talk with company CEOs about a strategy of, quote, collective defense. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. There's a whole lot going on right now, and if you're feeling like it's hard to keep up, you should check out our new Alexa skill. Just say, Alexa, make me smart, to hear new topics every day that explain what you need to know about the economy, tech, culture, and business. While you're there, don't forget to say, play Marketplace Tech.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.